570 KVI and the Ari Hoffman Show.
I want you to get up now.
Taking off the gloves.
I want you to get mad.
Telling it like it is.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcoming Lars Unleashed.
Well, my friends, I am the happiest man in the world because starting this week, you get to hear Lars from 8 to 11 p.m. You get to hear his national show from 8 to 11 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI, in addition to his 12 to 3 local show that you get to hear every single day, which means I am the meat in his sandwich. But that's going to start next week for me because I can't have bread this week because of Passover, right, Lars?
Yeah, that's right. You got to stay away from that leaven stuff. And of course, Christians or Jews are different. That's fine. You know, God bless you, Ari. But this is a very significant week for us because he is risen. And see, Ari and I can disagree on theology and agree on politics all day long.
Well, I'll tell you something, is I have my annual post for this holiday ready to go. And what it is, it's the Pillsbury Doughboy side by side, but there's two versions of him. One is actual Pillsbury Doughboy, and it says he has risen, and he's all excited looking. On the other side, he's Matzah Pillsbury Doughboy, and it goes, he has not. So it's all ready to go. To wish everybody a happy Passover, happy Easter, just a good weekend if they don't celebrate either one. Lars, what I know about Easter is very, very limited. I'll just do the Jewish Passover version, which anybody who's been to Hebrew school, anybody who's been to Sunday school knows. Anybody who's seen some movies knows. Prince of Egypt, Ten Commandments. Basically, Jews were taken out of Egypt. They left in a hurry after all the plagues. Didn't have enough time for their bread to rise, so we eat the matzah in commemoration of that. Wandered the desert, made their way into Israel, celebrated, commemorated, were commanded to celebrate Passover every year to remember the Exodus from Egypt. This goes on for thousands of years until around the Second Temple time where a guy named Jesus shows up. Now, Jesus is listed in the Talmud. He's mentioned as kind of a guy who's kind of a sort of a rabbi who had a different take on Judaism, but that's where our Jesus story ends. So why don't you tell us the significance of Easter?
Well, the significance of Easter is, and in the phrase, he is risen, but the fact is that Jesus is our Passover because we are saying that he sacrificed for our sins, which means that all the sins of all of us imperfect people, and it doesn't matter how much you try to do what Jesus would do, you are imperfect, inherently imperfect, and that gives you grace. Because you get God's grace, because God says, I know you're imperfect. I made you that way. But guess what? My son, who is really part of God, because he is both fully human and fully divine, that he made the ultimate sacrifice in order to give all of us forgiveness for our sins. And all we said about Judaism, all that Jesus said was, look, you've foretold for a long time that the Messiah was coming. Well, here I am. But you don't believe me. So that's really the end of it there. But in a lot of ways, we have to remember. And I will tell you, Ari, I get a little irritated that all of these other hangers-on ideas have been attached to Easter, you know, by saying, well, you know, there's Easter bunnies. I don't think Easter bunnies are part of Easter. I don't think that rolling eggs around, a fertility kind of ritual, is part of Easter. Easter is to remind you that that Jesus sacrificed for your sins, that he gave up his own life, his human life, and went back to be with God, to sit at God's right side, and that you are forgiven as a result. And a lot of it does tie together between the two religions. Because, for example, there's a phrase, and when you look in the Bible, and Jesus says on the cross, it is finished. Well, a lot of people say, well, if that's in English, it means it's over. You know, he's just saying he realizes he is dying, he's taking his last breaths, and it's over. But it means more than that, because they said when you look at it in Hebrew, the phrase actually means it's used to refer, and in fact was written, would have been written on, say, a bill of sale, or you've finished a job. It means I have finished this, and that is what that phrase actually means, that it's not an acceptance of the inevitable, I'm dying, and I'm about to die. It's saying, I have paid this debt. And they said, in fact, that phrase would have been used in Hebrew, not in Koine Greek, but would have been used in Hebrew to mark something, as you and I would take a receipt in and pick something up, and they would mark it paid. And that's effectively what he said. I have paid, and that's what I've done. So don't misunderstand that phrase, it is finished, because it means something a whole lot more in Hebrew than it does in ordinary English.
That's the thing a lot of people don't understand, is when you study Hebrew, when you study Aramaic, there's other meanings to the words. You have to study them within their context to know all the stuff they mean, and then look at the commentaries that are also talking about it. I mean, I see the overlap between Passover and Easter, because we know Jesus was celebrating the Passover Seder. That was the Last Supper, as famously depicted in the painting. But Lars, I got to ask, this year, why is this year different from all other years? Is we're not going to have a president being led around by the Easter Bunny, are we?
No, we're not. And in fact, when President Trump sent out his Easter message, it mentioned Jesus. It mentioned God. And it didn't mention Trans Day of Visibility or whatever nonsense Joe Biden was up to.
Yeah, that's refreshing. I mean, for me, I look at faith and I look at Christianity, Judaism, we're a Judeo-Christian value society. When I see a faith thriving and I see that people going and seeking out Christianity is up, that makes me happy, because it means there's more faith-based people. And faith-based people typically respect each other. And even if we have differences of opinions like you and I do, we can still respect each other's traditions. We can still respect each other's beliefs and still be friends. But that shows me people are in a more moral society, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and let me warn people against statistics. I'll give this example. Is crime up or down in Seattle? And you say, well, crime, according to the statistics, is down. But if you listen to the Seattle Police Officers Guild, they say it's up. Well, how can crime be up if the numbers are down? Let me point something out to you. A lot of times people measure Christianity and whether or not it is increasing, and you know, people of faith are increasing, and they say it's based on the count at churches. Well, an awful lot of us have turned away from churches, and I'd remind people that Jesus warned people in the New Testament that there were a number of churches that could not be trusted. And why? Because they practice doctrines of man. And I'm very resentful of a lot of the churches out there that don't just simply spread the word and point you to the book, but they say, come to us and you'll be prosperous, you know, the doctrine of prosperity. Well, that's not what it's about. And yet there are people who've made their living, and in some cases, 6- and 7-figure incomes by preaching, you know, this doctrine of man. I stick to the book. And in that case, I don't like what the churches are doing. So I can be more of a Christian by following the book than I do by following an individual church. Now, there are people who say, no, Lars, you have to be affiliated with a church. Well, now I'll quote Jesus again. Anytime that two or more gather in my name, I'm there. Do I need a big building? Do I need a satellite carried or streaming church service? Do I need all this other stuff that goes with it? Or is that just doctrines of man? I don't buy into doctrines of man. I read the book.
Well, for me, and this is going to be completely heretical because we have to pray with 10 people at least every time we do that. And for me, I prefer doing that on my deck because I can look out over Mount Rainier and look out over Lake Washington, and I'm the synagogue president. It's not because there's anything wrong with my synagogue. It's just because the view is beautiful outside, especially this time of year. Lars, I'm so excited that we're now carrying your national show from 8 to 11. And of course, your local show every single day from 12 to 3 right here on Talk Radio 570. KVI. Lars, have yourself a very, very happy Easter to you and yours, my friend.
And to you and happy Passover to you and yours, Ari. God bless.
God bless you as well. Only good news to wrap up the show. Your good news giveaway, your good news headlines, your chance to win a $50 gift card, plus so much more. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.